Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget all the other things you can do there, including finding out more about and listening to lots of archives of shows that we've done, interviews that we've done with our guest this half hour, Kristen Arnold. Kristen is our team building expert, among other things. Other things that she's really good at, but that's one of the main things we look to her for in our brain trust, is helping us understand how we can make the most out of our teams. And she's the author of a number of books, including Email Basics, Team Basics, and Team Energizer. She's our good friend, Kristen. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you. It's good to have you back.
Thank you. It's been a while.
It has been. We've missed you.
I've missed you, buddy.
I know it. Kristen, you want to talk about using our teams to document our processes.
I do.
Now, before people push the button to change the channel, tell us what that means. Get us excited about this.
Well, you know, I think every employee should have some kind of notebook, and they probably do have some kind of system that they keep procedures or reminders about how to do things that they do on a recurring basis, but maybe not every day. So if something happens to them, we can at least go back and figure out, you know, what's the process, what's the procedure, how do we do this? For example, right. Jim, we have a very complex binding machine in our office. Mm-hmm. We don't use it all the time, not on a daily basis, but, you know, probably about once a month, we've got a really big project, and we forget exactly how to set that machine.
Where the settings are. We have one
right.
of those.
And exactly what to do so that we're not constantly sitting there farting around with it and fidgeting with it and trying to figure out just how to use it the best way. So Barbara's got a little documentation of, you know, here's step one, and here's step two, and here's step three, and we follow that. And it makes life so great because if Barbara's not here, somebody else can pick that up and go, oh, okay, let me follow this.
Well, the reason another area when that's a good idea is some of the computer stuff that we do, because there are things that I do about twice a year with my computer, settings that I make, and if I don't write it down, I use it. I do it so infrequently that I forget where to start, or I forget how I should do it.
Absolutely.
And we have a lot of things like that. I mean, those are you and I just had two examples, but there are a lot of things like that in our organizations. And the problem with not doing that is it costs us time when we go back to do it again, doesn't it?
It does. It does. So it's really an investment. And one of the things that I ask all my employees to do, Jim, is that everybody has a little notebook, and it's what's called a process guide. Not that you have to make it look beautiful and put it in on the computer and put word art around it and make it look beautiful, but just a handwritten, here's a step-by-step guide of some of the things that we do so that, you know, we're human, number one.
Right.
I don't want to remember all that stuff from month to month.
Right.
But that if something happens, for example, do you like to take vacation, Jim?
What is that?
I know. You don't really take vacations very often. And when you do, you take your work with you.
That's right.
But some of your employees like to go home.
They actually demand it. They have this thing about demanding a vacation. I don't know what's up with that.
What's up with that? And so, you know, if they want to go on vacation, somebody still has to do that work. And that maybe something happens to them, unfortunately, that requires them to be away from the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Or, even better yet, maybe we're trying to train somebody. And so these little checklists, little process guides, are really invaluable from a personal standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But, as you know, my expertise is around teams.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at it from a team perspective, in that if we've got similar tasks that we're doing across an organization. Let's say we have a pool of customer service reps. And we want to make sure that those customer service reps are doing the same kinds of things. So that's when it's really handy to bring together the group to identify what are the procedures here? What's really within the box that we're supposed to be operating in, and what's quote-unquote out of the box? What,
yes.
What can we do to make our customers satisfied? What's not within our realm of quote-unquote, what would you call it, empowerment or delegation? I mean, what is it that we can do? So that everybody's kind of singing off the same sheet of music, and it really does make the whole office hum a lot.
Well,
better.
One of the things that happens is a lot of these things, especially the larger the organization gets, the farther away many of these processes are from the knowledge or maybe even the awareness of the leadership of the company.
Mm-hmm.
And so for some reason, Jill is her numbers are tremendous. But Susan's numbers aren't so great. Well, is it because Susan's not as good as Jill? Well, it's maybe because that Jill's figured something out that we all need to know about.
Yeah.
And that's what you're talking about, isn't it? Sharing these ideas.
Yeah. 80% of the time, I really think it's the process. We're either not following the best process or somebody's deciding that they're going to change it and tweak it because
what I'm talking about, Kristen, is some people, a lot of companies out there have never established a process. See, and my point is that Jill has established a process. Mm-hmm. We just haven't shared it with anybody.
Exactly.
See, because a lot of small companies, you know, you just say, I mean, there are a lot of people out there, Christian, who the person they just hired to do this job, that's the first person to do that job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look, I need you to go do this because I don't want to do it anymore. And they take it and they create a whole new way of doing it, and you don't share it with anybody else.
And I can't imagine that the business owner actually wrote down the process and gave it to that employee.
Well, may have. And even if it did, you know that they've changed it. The main thing is what you're saying is let's identify what works and make sure everybody's doing it the best way.
No, Jim. I think part of it is identifying what's working. Let's say Jill's just an optimum performer, and we want everybody to do things like Jill. Well, you know, Jill might have a unique ability and talent that other people don't. So from a teaming perspective, we need to take a look at what will work for everybody what's the minimum standard.
Mm-hmm. And Jill becomes the trainer then, right?
Could be. I think
Stand
it's a collaborative
by.
Effort.
Quick break. 20 after. We'll be right back with Kristen Arnold after these messages. Stay with us. After the hour. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for hanging around with us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Kristen Arnold is with us. We're rocking and rolling with her and talking about using our teams, I should say, to document the processes of the different things that we do in our business. And everything that we do has a process. It's a matter of whether we're how well we're documenting it and repeating that, because many of these things, Kristen, as you know, as you talk about all the time, repeatability is very important, isn't it?
It is. Repeatability and consistency and just making sure that everybody's kind of doing what they need to be doing. And
Kristen, before we go any further, though, I want to remind people about your books, Email Basics, Team Basics. Email Basics basically is about tips to improve your team communication, and Team Basics is practical strategies for team success, and then the Team Energizer, 50 practical team activities. Tell us where they're available, please.
They're available at my website, www.theextraordinaryteam.com, or at any major online bookseller.
And if anybody wanted to contact you about getting you to help them get their teams in order and become a lot more efficient, you can help them with that, right?
I can.
And they just need to contact you through the website. You want to give us a phone
number?
You
can do that. Website or phone number is 800-589-4733.
All right. Okay, let's talk some more about getting this process. Do you think everybody, do you think having processes and recognizing that we have these processes, whether we document them or not, you think that's intuitive for most people?
No. It's intuitive for me because that's how I think. Right. I'm just a process geek.
And we love you. We love that about you too, Kristen.
Thank you so much. But, you know, a lot of people don't think process. They don't think, and when I'm talking about process, Jim, I'm talking about a verb and a noun, that somebody, you know, a pronoun, does something, which is the verb, mm-hmm. to something, and that's the noun. Mm-hmm. So when you're looking at your business, it is nothing more than a string of something does something to something.
Mm-hmm.
Theoretically, they're adding value, and then they pass it to someone else in the process so that eventually it gets from raw material, whatever that raw material is, to a final delivery to a customer. And I'm not just talking about products. I'm talking about intellectual property as well. Mm-hmm. You have to have an idea. You have to have
Absolutely.
An answer. You have to convert it into something, because people buy an answer. They can buy a product. They can buy a report. They can buy, you know. So the question is as you're looking at your company, is to say, what is the most important process that we have? It might be your acquisition process. How do we gain customers? It might be how do we provide our service or put our product together to deliver to our customers. Or it might be the actual delivery to the customers. It might be the getting payment from your customers. But take a look along that whole stream of activities that you do and go, what seems to be the process that we have the most problems with? And that's usually a good place to start.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a process that multiple people are involved in, maybe it's not just one person, but a couple of people keep touching that invoice or is involved with the collections process, you might want to call them together and say, okay, let's just figure out from step one to step 29, what are all the main steps in this process? And just by having that conversation, Jim, just by having that conversation, a lot of ahas, a lot of people will look at each other and go, mm-hmm. I didn't know you did it that way. Well, why are you doing it that way?
Why are both of us doing this step 25?
Exactly. Or why don't you do this step when you're already touching that piece of paper versus waiting until it comes back?
One of the things that I ask, at least in my head, if I don't say it out loud, is when I run into something like that, is I say to myself, where are we stuck?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I start looking for where we're stuck. Where is the process bogging down, so to speak? You know, one of the things, Kristen, I was going to point out as you were talking about that, I was thinking about McDonald's. Have you ever noticed that regardless of where you go, you know, whether you like McDonald's food or not, the cars in line around that building don't slow down. They don't stop for very long. There's always some movement in that line. Those people have figured out how to get their processes mm-hmm. squared away so that they can get the food out the door. But look at any franchise organization. I think one of the things we could do is take a lesson from franchisers. Don't you think so?
Well, you know, that's
the key to their success, isn't it?
That's the franchisor's value proposition.
That's right.
They give you the process.
And what you're saying is there's no reason why we can't do that even if we're not franchises.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But here's the deal, Jim. If you as the business owner call everybody around and go, you know, here's where there's some processes that are a little bit broken down here, and here's how you're going to fix them, people are going to look at you and go, okay, fine. I'll still keep doing it the same way I've always done it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're not going to know whether they followed your process or not.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you bring the people who are touching that process together and you're in the room and you talk about, well, here's step one and here's step two and here's the logical flow, you know what? Probably they'll come up with a better solution
right.
that will work at their level.
Right. And then write it down. Thank you, Kristen, for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you so much.
Give us your website one more time.
www.theextraordinaryteam.com.
Kristen Arnold, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Kristen. We'll see you next time.
Thank you. Talk with you later.
Quick break, 29 after. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. I'll be right back with Alan Robinson and Dean Schroeder.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.